T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Erie County Fair, organizers announcing late yesterday they are postponing this summer's fair until 2021. They will have more to say at a news conference later this morning. Kathleen Chivetta is joining us right now. She's director of business development for Chivetta's, one of the biggest names in chicken barbecue in Western New York. Kathleen, good morning. First, how long has Chivetta's been associated with the Erie County Fair?
Oh, geez, over 60 years. Yeah, since the late 1950s, so a very long time.
Wow. So what does this fair decision mean for you?
Well, of course, it's very disappointing. I think it's safe for me to speak on behalf of the many vendors who rely on the fair and look forward to it every year. But I can't really say that it was totally unexpected. And ultimately, I do think it was the right decision, although it must have been a very difficult one for Jessica and the fair to have to make.
You know, were they kind of keeping you in the loop? Had the fair been, you know, talking to vendors over the last several weeks?
Sure. You know, we definitely had conversations with them to try to, you know, take the temperature of the situation. And I have to say, just like the rest of us, you know, it's so difficult to project what the situation will be like down the road. It's hard to know what circumstances we're going to be. You know, we're waiting for more guidance from the state. So while certainly they were great at communicating with us, it was hard to know ultimately what the decision was going to be.
This has to be just an unbelievable year for you. I mean, where your business is turned upside down, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's almost like it's the tale of two businesses. You know, on the one hand, we're really seeing and will continue to see significant losses. Obviously, you know, social gatherings, community gatherings are really at the center of much of what we do and much of our revenue. And there's really just no way that we'll be able to fully make up those kinds of losses. But on the flip side, you know, our takeout and our pop-up barbecues, which are satellite barbecues that we do, you know, at remote locations, those are thriving and really exceeded the expectations that we had for them this year, our exceeding expectations.
Yeah, Kathleen, I was going to ask, have you noticed maybe places that normally do fundraisers with Chivetta's, these big gatherings, turn to some of that, you know, hey, drive by, pick up your chicken dinner, take it out, take it home with you. Have more and more people gotten a little creative with how they structure their fundraising events?
Yeah, absolutely. So we saw, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say over 100 events canceled, you know, from late March to early May. And we continued the pop-up barbecue, which is essentially, you know, very similar to what you would expect for your typical fundraiser. And I think as, you know, as the virus has started to get under control in Western New York and our fundraising partners, our customers, saw the success that our pop-ups were having, we were able to, you know, help them feel confident that returning to the fundraising model was going to be a good choice. And yes, our customers have been wonderful. You know, we pivoted to drive-through onlys, you know, trying to accept payment ahead of time, accept credit cards to try to limit person-to-person contact. And our customers who've been returning to their fundraisers are actually seeing numbers that exceed what they would typically expect in a given year.
Have you had to change the number of employees working for you, or can you retain them all?
In fact, we had to add. So at the very beginning of this, we did not know what to expect. We had to have a difficult conversation with our staff, you know, saying that we weren't sure what was coming, that maybe there would be layoffs. We weren't sure we'd be able to operate. And very quickly, we saw the just outstanding support from our community, from our customer base. And we had to start calling people in, our part-time and summer staff that typically wouldn't start working until about now, have been working since late March, early April.
Well, that's definitely a good thing, and we're glad to hear that. Kathleen, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure, and good luck going forward. Kathleen Chivetta, the Director of Business Development for Chivetta's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.